Model Test 19.
一情景反应。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图片中选出与你所听到的信息相关联的一项。
Number 1. Animals are our friends. I want to know more about them.
Maybe you can go to the zoo. You can get close to the real animals. That would be useful for you to learn them better.
Animals are our friends. I want to know more about them.
Maybe you can go to the zoo. You can get close to the real animals. That would be useful for you to learn them better.
Number 2. I think computer programmers are cool because they are creative and they are working to change the way we live.
Yes, nowadays technology develops fast. Our country needs excellent people to create a smart world.
I think computer programmers are cool because they are creative and they are working to change the way we live.
Yes.Nowadays, technology develops fast. Our country needs excellent people to create a smart world.
Number 3. Look at the sign. You cannot drive the car in this way. It's dangerous.
You're right. I'll change lanes.
Look at the sign.You cannot drive the car in this way. It's dangerous.
You're right. I'll change lanes.
Number 4. To cut down air pollution, we should go to school on foot.
Great idea. It's good for our health, and it doesn't cost anything.
To cut down air pollution,We should go to school on foot.
Great idea. It's good for our health, and it doesn't cost anything.
Number 5. Look, the trees on the sides of the road are becoming green again.
Yes, they are. It's spring now, so everything is coming back to life.
Look.The trees on the sides of the road are becoming green again.
Yes, they are. It's spring now, so everything is coming back to life.
Two, 对话理解。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话和一个问题，请你从每小题所给的 A。B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
Number 6. Did you study during the summer vacation?
No, I considered traveling at first, but later I decided to do some volunteer work finally.
Question. What did the girl finally decide to do during the summer vacation? Did you study during the summer vacation?
No, I considered traveling at first, but later I decided to do some volunteer work finally.
Question. What did the girl finally decide to do during the summer vacation? Number 7. Mom, could you prepare some food for my friends? I want to invite them to our house on Friday after school.
I'm afraid not. I plan to visit your grandpa on Friday, and I'll be back on Saturday night. You'd better ask them to come on Sunday.
Question. When will the boy's friends probably come to his house? Mom, could you prepare some food for my friends? I want to invite them to our house on Friday after school.
I'm afraid not. I plan to visit your grandpa on Friday, and I'll be back on Saturday night. You'd better ask them to come on Sunday.
Question. When will the boy's friends probably come to his house? Number 8. I have only 10 yuan. Is it enough for 2 tickets?
1 ticket is 4 yuan, so you still have 2 yuan left.
Question. How much will the boy pay totally? I have only 10 yuan. Is it enough for 2 tickets?
1 ticket is 4 yuan, so you still have 2 yuan left.
Question. How much will the boy pay totally? Number 9. Take care of yourself. Don't worry too much about your lessons.
Thanks, Mr. Yang. I will.
Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers? Take care of yourself. Don't worry too much about your lessons.
Thanks, Mr. Yang. I will.
Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers? Number 10. Amy, I want to make a banana milkshake for a party. Can you tell me how to make it?
Sorry, I have to do my homework now. You can find the cooking methods on the app.
Question. What should the boy do next? Amy, I want to make a banana milkshake for a party. Can you tell me how to make it?
Sorry, I have to do my homework now. You can find the cooking methods on the app.
Question. What should the boy do next?
Three语篇理解. 本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据短文内容和所提出的5个问题，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
In the first grade, I was very shy. I was afraid to do or say something wrong, so usually I just smiled to my classmates or other students at school. My teacher, Mrs. Smith, always encouraged me to communicate with others. One day in April, she said that our classmates were going to perform a play. I want someone to play the leading role. Anybody want to try? She said. A few excited hands were up. Mine wasn't one of them. After class, Mrs. Smith walked up to me and said, Shelley, I was thinking you would be perfect for the role. Well, I said, I thought it seemed really hard, and I was never good at talking in front of lots of people. Mrs. Smith continued, If you really don't want to, I won't force you. Suddenly, I realized it was the time to overcome my shyness. I looked at Mrs. Smith straight in her eyes and said, Okay, I'll try. At the end of September, we were ready. Still, I was nervous. My heart beat like I'd just run 100 miles. It doesn't matter how you do tonight, said Mrs. Smith, as if reading my thoughts. You've already shown yourself how wonderful you are. That's the most important thing. I smiled because I knew she was right.
In the first grade, I was very shy. I was afraid to do or say something wrong. So usually, I just smiled to my classmates or other students at school. My teacher, Mrs. Smith, always encouraged me to communicate with others. One day in April, she said that our classmates were going to perform a play. I want someone to play the leading role. Anybody want to try? she said. A few excited hands were up. Mine wasn't one of them. After class, Mrs. Smith walked up to me and said, Shelley, I was thinking you would be perfect for the role. Well, I said, I thought it seemed really hard, and I was never good at talking in front of lots of people. Mrs. Smith continued, If you really don't want to, I won't force you. Suddenly, I realized it was the time to overcome my shyness. I looked at Mrs. Smith straight in her eyes and said, Okay, I'll try. At the end of September, we were ready. Still, I was nervous. My heart beat like I'd just run 100 miles. It doesn't matter how you do tonight, said Mrs. Smith, as if reading my thoughts. You've already shown yourself how wonderful you are. That's the most important thing. I smiled because I knew she was right.
Si, 听力填空。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据所听内容完成下面的表格，并将获取的信息填到相应的位置上，每空一词。
In 2017, the government decided to name August 19th as the Chinese Doctor's Day. The purpose is to show respect for doctors' work. Indeed, thanks to doctors, most people get well treated and live a happy life.They save people's lives all the time, so they are called angels. Liu Haiyan is one of the angels. In the fight against COVID-19, she joined the team to fight against the virus in Henan province. She has not seen her 9-year-old daughter for 7 days after she was separated along with 39 other medical workers.On January 31st, she really wanted to eat dumplings and sent a message to her husband. Then her husband sent dumplings with her daughter for her. To make sure her daughter could meet her safely, she just gave her daughter a hug in the air. When the girl asked her mother if she could come home sooner, Liu said, Mom is fighting a monster.And as soon as the virus is defeated, I will be home. Everyone has fear, especially when it comes to the deadly disease. But for medical staff, saving others' lives comes first and is enough for them to be brave and stay on the front line. They may be common people in daily life, but in this special time, they are heroes. China is always well protected.By the bravest among them.
2017, the government decided to name August 19th as the Chinese Doctor's Day. The purpose is to show respect for doctors' work. Indeed, thanks to doctors, most people get well treated and live a happy life. They save people's lives all the time.So they are called angels. Liu Haiyan is one of the angels. In the fight against COVID-19, she joined the team to fight against the virus in Henan province. She has not seen her 9-year-old daughter for 7 days after she was separated along with 39 other medical workers. On January 31st, she really wanted to eat dumplings.And sent a message to her husband. Then her husband sent dumplings with her daughter for her. To make sure her daughter could meet her safely, she just gave her daughter a hug in the air. When the girl asked her mother if she could come home sooner, Liu said, Mom is fighting a monster, and as soon as the virus is defeated, I will be home. Everyone has fear.Especially when it comes to the deadly disease. But for medical staff, saving others' lives comes first and is enough for them to be brave and stay on the front line. They may be common people in daily life, but in the special time, they are heroes. China is always well protected by the bravest among them.